Hi, and welcome back to the God News You Can Use podcast. This is where you come to find the good news. The otherwise news out in the world, who needs it, especially right about now? But I can tell you that good news happens here, and we love to not only tell you about the good news, but give all the glory, all the honor, all the praise to the one true God because of it. There's that amazing reality that no matter what you're doing, what's going on in your life, when you sleep, you're awake, comings and goings, that the Lord God Almighty is always on the job. And He wants to know about your everyday comings and goings. And that's how intimately involved He is in your life. And that means that He's also on the move with signs and miracles and wonders. They are happening out there, and I love to bring them to you. So you're going to love the three stories today. I got to start off with this one, which makes me so happy. It's about a recent contestant on America's Got Talent. Now, my husband and I, we're totally geeky when it comes to the show. We will sit and watch it. We record all the shows, and then on the weekend, we go, okay, who's in the finals? Who's going to the semifinals? Who won? You know, we cheer them on, and we just love this show. But one of the contestants recently, Dustin Tavella, he does those sleight of hand tricks, an illusionist, if you will. Some would say a magician, but you know what? Dustin doesn't mind that title. He knows what he does is anything but magic. He gives all the glory to God for his work and for his talent, making it all the way almost up to the top in America's Got Talent, using that national stage, that platform, and sudden found fame to tell people of his story. His story is amazing, coming back from a life he knew that was not him, drugs, recklessness, homelessness, and getting into so much trouble until he cried out to the Lord, and then he met Jesus. Jesus already knew about him, but it was time for Dustin to meet Jesus. And then he took that talent and ability with the sleight of hand tricks that he did on a national stage, and he actually turned that into a ministry, a homeless ministry. And then he met and married the love of his life, and they adopted a child. All this, his story, was told on stage. And I was really fascinated with Dustin, watching him do his tricks. And I loved his story and how he and his wife adopted a child. And then I found out that he also loved Jesus. I didn't know that. And like us, it's always that first encounter with a Christian that changes everything. This particular person that witnessed to him didn't shame him, but shared with him the gospel, the good news of our Savior.
I want people to know Jesus, man. And I found this art form that I love because I get to involve music, I get to involve video, I get to involve interaction. The whole time through my show, I'm telling stories, I'm talking about the homeless ministry we've done, I'm talking about our adoption. We have to constantly position our motives to be blessing God and to doing the right thing. And I think that's, as Christians, when we can start encouraging each other in that, and we can trust the Holy Spirit to start shaping people, that's a relationship that's going to be forever, you know? And it was cultivated through doing life with somebody, not just pointing a finger.
Now, if you've not seen him on stage, maybe you don't watch America's Got Talent. I find that hard to believe. It's a really good show. I urge you to check out Dustin Tavella. His storytelling on stage as he performs his tricks is what I love best about him. And this is how we win people for Jesus, by telling our stories, our testimonials. Dustin does that. He conveys the love of Christ through his rescue, through his salvation, coming out of a dark place and into God's light. And we all have a great story. We all have a great testimonial that is worth sharing. Dustin was on a national stage, but you could be telling your story, witnessing to a friend or a family member, or just lifting them in prayer. And I think that God has us going through things in our life just so that we will have that testimony to share. So that is your good news, God News You Can Use story number one. We always do a Bible verse, Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. And story number two brings us to South Carolina. I love South Carolina. I do. I lived in Beaufort, South Carolina for 6 years as a military wife, Marine Corps wife, no less. And it's just a beautiful place. It still has a lot of the old charm of the old South. Some of the older homes, 400, 500 years old, are still standing. There's this really great Civil War history there, which I didn't really know much about outside of a textbook until I actually went and lived in South Carolina. Just a beautiful place. And in this particular town, happens to be Beaufort, South Carolina, along the coast, we make Carolina. And not only Carolina, but the amazing work that she did. 9 years in the making, 43 binders later, Carolina Campbell set out to do something that no one has ever heard of. At least I haven't. Maybe you have. This is really cool. Handwriting out the entire Bible, start to finish. She recently had her own special day at church, and somebody captured the audio, so I get to share it with you. The pastor interviewing her.
So I understand that in the New American Standard, the translation you use, you wrote 782,815 words.
Yes.
How many notebooks do you have?
I have 43 books.
43 notebooks.
Yeah.
That is remarkable. Did you ever feel like quitting?
Never quit. I'll keep doing.
You are a great testimony for this church.
Thank you.
More than you realize, and for the Lord.
And I got to tell you about Carolina's dad, Kenny. He said this of his daughter, and I think it's beautiful. He said, "Your mind's tendency when you know you're going to have a child with special needs is to go to the worst, when in actuality, it's beautiful once you live it." He went on to say, "Your life will be normal. Your child's life will be normal if you let it. It may be different, but it will be normal for them and normal for you." That's pretty awesome. Having grown up with a brother who's disabled, not only was it just normal for us, it was wonderful. Just like Kenny said, it's a beautiful thing you just don't see coming. Your mind says, oh no, what's this going to be like? Can I do it? What are the challenges? And then God presents you with this amazing person that you never saw coming. It's amazing the way that God works through his people. And Carolina is a great example of that. She is handwriting out that Bible. I think she's almost done. So God's word, Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Story number three has to be one of my absolute favorite stories I've ever done. They're all good, but this one went right to the heart, and I love it. So here we go. Gonna tell you about Martin Adler. He held a black and white photo many, many years in his hand, staring at it, thanking God for it. You see, at 97 years old, Martin never forgot what happened in Italy during World War II, where he served. His job, well, it was to hunt down Nazis and hunt them down before he was hunted down. And he thought that's what he saw when he saw in the distance the blanket moving, something, someone under it. And he almost pulled that trigger until this happened.
Mama came out screaming, "Bambinis, bambinis, bambinis."
Children.
Children. And she stood in front of my gun, preventing me from...
What do you think that was that made you stop?
God looked down on me. And God looked down on Italia.
Now, Martin was actually speaking there from Italy. He recently reunited with the three children he saved that day. They met in front of a blown up picture of the black and white photo, the same one that was taken 7 decades ago, 77 years to be exact. Immediately after he had saved those kids, Martin says today it was the mother who was the real hero, but he does give all the glory to God. And I love that. And you know, that's a mom thing. As a mom myself, we would do that. We would run in front of the gun, in front of the car, in front of the train for our kids. And that's why that story's so beautiful. And Martin says, "I came so close, but he just heard that still small voice. He knew that God wanted him to hold back." And they're alive today. Great grandparents and grandparents and many generations later. It's a beautiful thing. We get into God's word now with your God News You Can Use. Story number three, Isaiah 40, verse 11. "Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes." That's just beautiful. I love that. And I also like and love good news. I know you do too. So why don't you share it with your friends on social media, maybe somebody in your church that needs to hear more encouraging news. That's what this is all about. There's not too many things out there like this. You can get that one kind of little good news bit at the end of a newscast or, you know, or a community moment or something like that. But here, you get it, and then we give all the glory to God. And that's what makes it different with the God News You Can Use podcast. It is worth sharing, I dare say. Find me on Apple Podcasts, Google, Anchor, Spotify. It's out there. It might be that you're listening on one of those platforms. And of course, there is a website, godnewsyoucanuse.com, and on Facebook. That's where I want you to go. Like, follow, and share God News You Can Use. And I'll see you next Friday. Brand new God News You Can Use stories every Friday, because it never stops, because God never stops. Amen. Enjoy.